Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If anybody deserved judgment and condemnation, it was the Assyrians. Their brutality was unprecedented. Dismemberment of their enemies was common, but they were best known for skinning people alive. The Hebrew people had suffered mightily at the hands of these pagans. So you can imagine Jonah's surprise when God told him to go preach to the people of Nineveh, the capital of the Assyrian Empire. God had decided to be merciful to the heathens, and Jonah was the preacher of this news. Now, Nineveh was in modern-day Iraq, and Jonah was in Israel. And faced with the prospect of preaching grace and mercy to the undeserving, he did what all those who are offended by God's mercy do. He ran in the opposite direction. Instead of going to Iraq, he hopped a boat going west to Spain. The results of his attempted escape were a storm, a giant fish, and a giant pile of whale vomit on a beach that included Jonah. And in the first reading, we heard what happened next. Jonah became a recycled preacher. How do you like that? The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, the text reads. You see, God is stubbornly persistent, and when he chooses to be merciful, it is a mighty sight to behold. The rest is history. Jonah preached, God was merciful to sinners, and all because of a promise God made to Abraham a long, long time ago. It was in the name of that coming Savior promised to Abraham that Jonah preached. The coming one who would take the sin of the world, even heathens like the Assyrians. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Jonah and the rest of the Old Testament preachers preached about that Savior. And not surprisingly, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming, was the sermon of the last Old Testament preacher, John the Baptizer. And why was John the last Old Testament prophet? Well, because the long-promised Savior came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God, just as we heard in the gospel reading. And to punctuate the Savior's arrival, John was removed from the scene. John met the eventual fate of all preachers. He was silenced, and in rather dramatic fashion, no less, arrested he was and beheaded. Because the Savior has now come, no longer is the sermon, he's coming. Now the sermon is, he's here. And that is really, really bad news for sinners bound by the old pious wish of saving themselves or at least helping out a little bit. You see, what sinners want more than anything is time, wiggle room, a break from the crushing sovereignty of God who controls all things, including their fate. Sinners are convinced that with enough time and effort, they might need a coach or an example, but they will never need a Savior. A New Year's resolution, a new diet, a new self-help program, a new determination, a new leaf turned over are all examples of a sinner's bondage. How distasteful is the thought that what a sinner really needs is a Savior to give God's unconditional mercy and grace. How shameful it is that sinners can do nothing to get God off their back, to earn their place on God's team, to at least do a little bit, to at least be able to accept or deny. But the Savior's arrival in Galilee is the end of that delusion. No time or choice is given. Time's up. The mercy of God is here. You're done, is what the Savior's arrival means. And even that last bastion of a sinner's defense is under attack. I still have to repent and believe, right? Wrong. Repentance is God's work. Repentance means to have no other option than God's will. And his will is a Savior who alone will do all that is necessary for salvation. And belief is God's work too. Belief means to have no argument against God's will. And his will is a Savior who, again, will do all that is necessary for salvation. And this, his will be done alone. No other option and no other argument. all is stripped away, and all that remains is the Savior giving God's grace and mercy. And God is stubbornly persistent about giving his mercy. Jonah found that out when God kept sending him to preach. James and John found this out when Jesus made preachers out of them too. What was it Jeremiah said thousands of years ago? Behold, I will send many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish for them. That's what we hear. And what did James and John hear? I will make you fish for people, is what Jesus said to them. And when a fisher of men arrives, a sinner's time is up, and God will be God. No sinner is safe from God's word of mercy and grace. No sinner can escape when the Savior is on his or her trail. God is going to do exactly what he wants to do through the mouth of a preacher. Well, here we are. Sinful people and a sinful preacher. And God, who is still stubbornly persistent about giving his mercy. If a sinner like me was left to myself, I would be trying to catch Jonah's fish this morning. But I'm not left to myself. The Savior has come, and so I cannot keep silent. God's grace and mercy has come for you. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ and by his authority, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. Your time is up. Christ has done it all. The kingdom of God is yours now. End of story. Amen.